Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chagiga Daf Gimel, Chagiga 3. And so the Gemara had earlier on our page cited a teaching of Rabbi Tanchum with respect to the mitzvah of Re'iyah, with respect to the mitzvah of the pilgrimage, that Rabbi Tanchum had said, Chigur Baraglo Achas Pater Mina Re'iyah. Rabbi Tanchum had said, if a person is lame in one leg, then he's exempt from the mitzvah of making a pilgrimage, because it says in the Torah with respect to the mitzvah of the pilgrimage, Shalosh Regalim Tachog Li Bashana, three Rigolim, and the word rigolim, which literally means a foot, is extra. So it's to teach us that you need to have the mitzvah, who's obligated in the mitzvah of the pilgrimage? Only somebody who has two legs that work and can walk with these legs to Jerusalem. But if a person needs a cane, for example, aside from his legs, and he's going to be exempt from the pilgrimage mitzvah. So since the Gemara cited the teaching of Rabbi Tanchum, therefore the Gemara cites another teaching from Rabbi Tanchum. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Nasan Bar Minyumi Mishum Rabbi Tanchum, Mai Dechziv, what do we do with the verse that says that Joseph was thrown into a pit by the other Shvatim, by the brothers? It says that the pit was empty and there was no water. So says Rabbi Tanchum, Mimash Mashanemar Vabor Reik, from the fact that it says the pit was empty, Eini Yodeyash Embomayim, would I not know that there's no water there? Of course there's no water. Why does it state there's no water? Ella, it's coming to teach us, Mayim Embo, there's no water there. Avon Nechash and Vakrabim Yeshbo, but there's scorpions and snakes that are there. And nevertheless, Joseph was not damaged by the scorpions and the snakes. And so therefore, So that's the idea. I mean, to say that there were scorpion snakes there, nevertheless, he wasn't damaged. So that's why it states this idea that pit was empty, but there was no water, but there were snakes and scorpions. So then the Gemara goes on with other teachings. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha v'Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, Shehalchu l'hakbil p'nei Rabbi Yoshua, that they went to go and greet the Rabbi Yoshua in Pekiyim. And Rashi says that this was the mitzvah because of Kvod Ravo. They went to give honor to their Rabbi to visit him on Yontif. So Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Yoshua said to them, Ma chidush haya bebeis medrash hayom. So Rabbi Yoshua said to these students who came to visit them, what was the chiddush? What new teaching was taught in the Beis Medrash today? Amar Lo, they said to him, Rabbi, talmidecha anu. We are your students. Everything we know from you. We can't tell you any chiddush, anything new that was taught in the Beis Medrash today. Everything we have is from you. What do you think? We're going to tell you something new? So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua responds to them, Afal Pi Kein. I know that you're my students. Nevertheless, Eif Shar LaBeis Medrash Belo Chiddush is one of the most fundamentally important lines in the entire Talmud. There is no Beis Medrash, there is no yeshiva, there's nobody who sits down to study Torah who doesn't have a chiddush. Everybody has a chiddush. Everybody has something new to add to the conversation. Everybody has something new to teach. So Rabbi Yeshua said, it's impossible that there's nothing new that you learned. So tell me something new. So Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Shabbos Shalmi Haisa, whose week was it? Whose Shabbos was it? Because this was the Gemara that we had in Brachos, that the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, and then Rabbi Gamliel got into a fight with Rabbi Yeshua. Fight is not the appropriate word to use. Rabbi Yeshua was disrespected by the way Rabbi Gamliel reacted to his question, and he made him stand the entire time on Brachos on Chav Zayin Amabez and Chav Ches Amad Aleph. Talks about how Rabbi Yeshua was made to feel was embarrassed, and so therefore the Rabbanan removed Rabbi Gamliel from his position, but then he appeased Rabbi Yeshua and was placed back. And so they put but in the meantime, when he was removed, they put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in his place. But then Rabbi Gamliel appeased him, and so they put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah back for one out of the 4 weeks. So Rabbi Gamliel had 3 weeks, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had 1 week. So he asked him, whose week was it? Who was teaching that week in the yeshiva? So who was the one? So Rabbi Gamliel was darshaning 2 weeks, and Rabbi So, according to the Gemara, it says that Rabbi Gamliel was darshaning 3 weeks. The Marshal says he was darshaning 2 weeks, and Rabbi Lazar was darshaning 1 week. So anyway, back to the Gemara. The student said, Shabbos shall Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah haisa. It was a Shabbos of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. And he said, and what was the drasha today? So what was he talking about? Meaning to say, tell me the agadata. He didn't ask for the halacha. He said, give me the agadata. Give me the sermon that was said today. Amar lo, parashas hakel. He said that they talked about the mitzvah of hakel, which is the mitzvah of the pilgrimage, the mitzvah of going up, and everybody gathering around to hear the Torah, to hear the Torah being read every 7 years. So he says, umadarsh, but I said, so what did Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah teach us? So he says, he taught us, hakel as ha'am ha'nashim v'nashim v'ataf. He said, yeah, it says in the verse, you have to gather the men, the women, the people, and the children. So Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah asked, "Im anashim ba'am lomod, if the men come to study, even anashim ba'os l'shmo, and the women come to hear the Torah being read, taf wama ba'in, why do you have to bring the children?" So you bring the children, so those who bring them will get the reward for bringing them. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua said, Margulis tova haisa biyadchem ubigashtem ha'abdami meni. You had such a pearl in your hands and you wanted to hide it from me. Well, this is a tremendous pearl that they had, that the children, that you're going to get reward for bringing the children to the base medrash. Just bringing the children is enough of a reward. We also see there, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah had the idea to open up the base medrash to everyone. The day that he came in, the day he replaced Rabbi Gamliel, they had to add 60 benches, it says in the Gemara Brachos 28a, because he believed in opening the base medrash to everyone.